all my disquieted players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for June 7th, 2024. Mysterious and disconcerting things happened in League this week. As you know, it is the very first week of the new season, and somehow both J-Nails and Burning Skull have already played a match. Famously, both of these players treat the first half of a season as part of the season break. What is happening? When have either of those played a match this early in the season? J-Nails, B-Skull, are you doing okay? Blink twice if you're in trouble. We'll get you out. Is it the League mods? Are they threatening you? They are a scary bunch. Alrighty, shout out to Haka3 and Ciliara, who guessed correctly in the nail polish color quiz. Pedal to the middle is magenta. Okay. Obviously, 5 days into the new season, there won't be much to report on today. Mixinak has returned to his home division after a three-season hiatus and made his debut with a convincing 4-2 against Tracer. As we said last week, Haka is taking a break from League, which allowed room for Mick. Season 63B winners Shot and Bitterworm Coil complete the division. Covenites are keeping their fingers crossed for an all-Coven championship this season. Let's go, everyone! Two matches already played in B1, Visionar and J-Nails winning their first encounters respectively. Field's Gift enthusiast BobbyDJ18 and Season 63C Champion of Hearts Castealer tied their match in B2. No matches in C1, and I don't think any have been scheduled so far. Apostoloso Ruler wins their first match of the season in C2, although, according to Juniper Sona's video of the match, this was actually a match from 6 months in the future. So, welcome to the past, you two. I mean, we'll have clarity about a lot of things in December. We might wish ourselves back to the days of Season 64. Alle meine Leute in Thüringen, Sachsen und Brandenburg, bitte geht wählen und wählt vernünftig. All my people in the US, please register to vote if you haven't done so already. Markus and TS tied their match in C3, as did Lemon Spawn and Spiraler in C4. Out of 5 games, Ultimate Geek won 3 in the first encounter in D1. Nezala won his match against the Burning Skull in D4. No other matches in D tier so far. Over in E tier, Kate2244 won their first match in E2. Mama5 and Stoned Mason played and won a single game against one another each in E3. Jab and DDL won their first matches respectively in E4. Cross JJ played and won half of a match in E5. That's my division! Lauda won their first match this season in E6. Hello, Lauda! And that's it for E tier. A couple of additions to last week's episode. Tier champs have been finalized in the meantime. We have our D champion of Season 63, Zandurg, and our G champion of Season 63, Benlin97204. Congratulations! You can find all Season 63 champions in the Tier Champs channel on Discord and in our Hall of Fame. I have collected 2 results comments to shout out. One is from a match in I1 division between Shorty and Koloff. They played 2-4. And Shorty comments, very nice games. It would be interesting to see how they would have gone with 2 focused players. Winking smiley face. Made me laugh. And then match results from B1, J-Nails. This match where we don't know about, like, the circumstances of how this match came to be. Like I said, J-Nails, I hope you're okay. J-Nails played 4-2 against Triple Range Merge and said Transmute, which I don't know. This man, I feel like the Transmute love is strong. in Korngil's 2E mix, the Soothsayer Circle has wrapped up their matches on time. Our favorite Mott Zeltrosa and Sounder will advance to the championship bracket. The other two gold division groups still have some unfinished business. Qualifiers to the champs bracket from silver division include our favorite mod, a Libby 1152, Money Model, two Duffman, and Alex Conga. Which reminds me, everyone pour one out for FA division, please. That's where Duff plays this season after returning from a very long league break, like longer than long enough so that they were like put back into league according to their ladder ranking. Yeah. For my personal weekend games, as mentioned above, I am in E5 this season. Apart from Viking 39, all of my opponents are new to me. I haven't played against any of them before, so that's pretty exciting. We all had a little bit of scheduling issues this week, but I'll be more flexible starting next week, so I hope to get some matches in. I have one scheduled for Monday. I finished second in my Korngil's 2E mix division, so I'll advance to the upper consolation bracket, which is very exciting. I definitely want to play more of these kingdoms. I just hope that our favorite Mott Scherer doesn't wind up there too, or if he does, then I hope we don't encounter each other, because it would be so stressful. Although, we could do it like this. How about I challenge you to do inverse commentary if we have to play each other. So you'll sing songs of your choice and I will contemplate extensively. I'll be like, hello and welcome to my Korngil's 2E consolation bracket match against Scherer. Is it better to buy a curse here, or should we go with a copper? Well, I think, no, it's gotta be the copper. That's gotta be correct. Right? It's gonna be amazing. Awesome.
Yay.
The Coven Endless Swiss Tourney is on its 60th round right now. Congrats, us, I guess. Incredible. I am paired with the lovely Karina Lovely, but we haven't finalized scheduling. And with that, we have reached SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Zominion related. I found a new podcast called Long Shadow. Their latest season is titled In Guns We Trust, and as you can tell, it's about the history of guns and gun violence in the US. It is as depressing as it sounds, but it provided some helpful insights into why the situation around the topic is the way it is. I think, personally, there are a lot of things I truly love about the US, but I don't know, then there are guns and cars. And I will never understand the gun mentality. It's so far removed from my reality and my values. Like, it's one thing to have guns for hunting or sports shooting. And don't get me wrong, I don't think it's okay to kill animals for fun at all. But having guns for protection, quote unquote, seriously, like, stop kidding yourself and stop BSing everyone else. Just stop buying guns and get rid of the guns that you own, if you own guns. I hope the NRA is going to continue to lose money and influence, and I hope there will be civil liability legislation for gun manufacturers soon. That's like truly what I wish for that country. All right, sorry for bringing the mood down right before the end. To cheer us up, here is a little clip of Mick commentating the A-League match between Haka and Fika last season.
Okay, so I got Monkey Farrier. See what happens with the Farrier stuff. You could just open it and try to get a Displace. Displace is nice. Monkey, of course, is here to be a little annoying. What do we have? Haka goes with the Silver. Silver looks like the thing. Haka goes with the encampment opening. Displacing stuff, cool. Someone's going to eventually get a gold, I assume. Maybe not. Maybe no one will ever get a gold. These are I won't lie, these draws kind of suck. Now we've got these monkey situations. I'm really not. I've never understood monkey, and I never ever will, but that's fine. I was a little surprised that Haka didn't buy the gold the turn they had six. But surely, right? Surely this turn. I guess you can try get a, you could get a plunder, I suppose. People always love plunder. People are like, plunder. Gotta buy plunder. Whatever. I'm a gold loyalist, and I will be till the day I die. Gold's a lot better with Farrier, just saying. There's more doing there. Also, if you ever have charms and stuff, it's better with displace province things. Just saying. Really makes you think. But no, you can play the silver and get a VP token. So it's gotta be better. Plunder. Gotta buy plunder. At least no one's too likely to buy a hunter. That's our one consolation here.
It's the worst draw card ever printed. It's the worst draw card.
Imagine if you had a gold in your deck that you could displace into a province, and then later you could displace that province into the gold, and then you would have two golds in your deck. And it turns out your deck also has even more displaces and also lots and lots of plus buy, and that the gold's six cost and the extra money it gives is more valuable than two VP points. Maybe three VP points, maybe four VP points, but you know. We gotta get people wise on plunder. We've gotta wake up, all of us. It's gone on too long. We can be better. Plunder. Gotta buy plunder. I really wanted a shield. You know, it would have been a good loot to gain right then. Is anyone following me? What loot would have been really cool to get at that moment? Starts with a D, and it ends with an abloons.
More displays.
I'm with Silly Potter. Always support Silly Potter.
Yay.
Sword would be crazy.
That is true. Sword would be a game changer. Sword Monkey is a little funky. But sword's fine. Gold buy. We got a gold buy. All right, nice finish. Yeah, I think Haka needed to go way lower on gains there. Because they kind of had some threat to end it still. Plunder. Gotta buy plunder. All right. Yeah, there is swap and footpad, which is wild. But also frigate. So.
11 minutes later.
Goes for the frigate swap to save a coffer. This is game. GG's. Really nice play, I thought, from Haka overall. Somebody's got to talk to somebody about plunder. But nice showing. Plunder. Gotta buy plunder.
You better believe that I will clip this little song there. Plunder. Gotta buy plunder. I love it. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!